Oh.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Is our big night. We're going to be up there in Dover Summersworth.
I'll be way up there in Magnolia for a big open house, the Bob and Ray Benefit Show, appearing there for one big night. Sammy Eisen and his band of renown. Doesn't rhyme, but he will be there. And we will be there. That, of course, is the day that Mary swims out to Boston Light, and I don't know whether she'll be able to make it tomorrow evening or not.
I doubt it, Bob. She'll be tired.
She'll be tired. Probably will scamper back to Littleton and...
She'll be awfully tired.
Have a little nap for herself.
She'll sleep probably for 12 or more hours.
Mm-hmm.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
Say, our friend down there in Norwood, we must send some Cynthia candy.
Wasn't that wonderful? What was the name of that newspaper, the Norwood...
The Norwood Post-Dispatch.
Is that the name of it?
No, but that's a good
probably
name.
The only newspaper in Norwood, anyway.
Well, there's probably another one. You never can tell.
The editor wrote us a very nice review of the program. Without,
very good. Mr. Cook.
Came as a complete surprise this morning.
It's out in my drawer.
It's out in the office. But it's it was very
the,
nice.
It's out in the Bob and Ray office.
And we want to thank Mr. Cook and his staff of good many for the work that they research they put into that, and he will receive a box of Cynthia Sweets. I'm happy to say I arranged it this morning.
We know somebody over
there. I made several phone calls and finally got it through. And I'm hoping that he'll appreciate them and enjoy them to their fullest extent.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
That's the nicest thing I think you've ever said to me.
A little bit later, I'd like to say something more about this, but not now.
Thanks a lot, Bob. You're wonderful, honestly. I don't know how you can go on being so nice.
You think they're going to play the ball game today? It has me worried.
It's raining right now outside my studio window.
At 12 o'clock, they said they would play, though, didn't they?
Well, up to that time, of course, there's no reason to believe it
wouldn't
be played.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands now, they'll play.
They will play.
Sure. You can never tell. But anyway, I'd like to see them play. I'd like to see the Sox win again. They won 8 out of 10 here in their current homestand.
Game yesterday. My hopes were pretty low when I left here at 3 o'clock at the beginning of the sixth inning, and it was nothing to nothing.
It was a tight pitcher's battle all the way until the roof fell in.
Yes, and did it.
And, of course, they wound up on the top end of a 9-3 score. Am I right on that?
I believe you are right.
Thanks a lot.
Let's throw that up to our judges, though. Yes, the judges say you are right.
And them Braves need a talking to.
Well, we'll have to wait till they get back in town, I
guess.
That's
right.
Which will be quite a while off, won't it? When
will they do that? Well, they're not due back until the Red Sox finish their homestand, Bob.
Yeah.
Say
well,
help, Benny.
Be that as it may, why don't we have a song from the band? What is this?
This one is called... this is about our friends who listen every day down in Rhode Island.
You going to play Who's It from Massachusetts later?
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women
now is John Jay. John Jay Ling.
Put your feather underwear on again.
And his other original Bad Will Hour, presented by Moo Goo Guy Pod, makers of Brussels sprouts.
All right, first problem, please. Don't get too close to microphone.
My problem is this. I'm trying to sell Tong war bonds.
I see. We can have no unsolicited commercial on our program. You understand, you see me in my office after program. What's your problem, please?
My Tong has been at war for too long. I want to
Let me see if I have your problem right to this point.
Mr. Ling.
You're saying Tong War in Prospect?
It's been going on there for a long time.
I see. What's your problem?
My problem is, how can I bring it to a halt? Can I stop it, in other words?
You want to end it all?
Yeah.
Take this Wawalawa.
This Rewalawa?
This Rewalawa. End it all. Here, I help you.
Thank you, Mr. Ling.
Our next problem, please.
The next problem is that of Mr. M.O.
All right, your problems are...
My problem is this, Mr. Ling.
Don't be embarrassed by a studio audience. I cannot understand a word you say.
Well, that makes me feel easy.
All right.
Makes me breathe a lot easier.
I know you'll breathe rather heavy when you come in here. Go ahead.
My problem is this, Mr. Ling.
Excuse me, that lady who came into the studio with you, your wife?
That's her, yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with your story, please.
All right. I've been married to this woman for 14 years, going on 15 now.
I see.
We ain't never had one happy minute.
Please don't get nervous. Nothing to be nervous about.
I'm not nervous a bit, Mr.
You'll shake a little bit.
Well, I thought it was because the elevator ran under the building.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
So... we've been married, like I say, 14 years going on 15. We ain't had no pleasant moments. And I'm wondering, should we try a trial separation? Or should we stick it out through thick and thin?
I should say
with thick and thin.
They live with you now?
Yes.
How long have they been living with you, these thick and thin?
They're her relatives. They've been there about 10 years.
Brother, sister?
They're both brothers.
I see, what do you think the best solution for your problem is?
Well, I think I should try it.
Excuse me, a very nice looking shirt you wear there. Who does your shirt for you?
Mugu. Guy Pan.
Mugu do.
Yes.
All right.
Now then, I think I should try a trial separation and let the thick and the thin swim for themselves.
They like swim, do they?
Yes, they do, I guess.
I see.
They like to go to the beach.
You like swim, too?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead with your story, please.
All right.
Don't match a proper name with proper place or nothing like that.
All right, Mr. Link.
Or anything.
I've come for your advice. I mean, I'm asking you what I should do.
I have a bit of advice for you. I think you should make out of lumber of life... a temple, a not tavern. For Stagey?
What?
For Stagey?
It was a little soft, please.
Next problem, we threw it for a commercial, I believe.
Time is all over. Mugu Guy Pod, makers of Brussels sprouts, again next week at the same time, will present John J. Ling and his unoriginal Bad Will Hour.
Before I go, though...
Before he goes, though...
A word to every...
He has a word to every...
To every family.
Every family.
This is my little bit of advice to everybody at end of day.
All right, go right ahead, Mr. Ling. We're all listening.
Remember, as you go through life, straight line distance between shortest 2 points. I think. Now, good night. 30.
Now, here's Bob Elliott.
Oh, I've just been talking too much. My throat is weak. It's sore. We don't have to do that here. We only have 3 of them.
Oh, was that all?
Sure.
Well, that's funny.
This program is devoid of commercials.
Hey, that's awfully funny. Gee, only
three
commercials.
If we had any cancellations, call up program and see if
we can. Hello, program Goulding down at the studio. Yes? Well. The fish knew it. I think it was 30,000. That was ground fish. Yeah. I didn't mention nothing about them. No, I was worried. It was just 30,000. Yeah, thanks for calling. Bye.
Did they tell you who's canceled?
Something about, no, you're talking about the fish. I couldn't get it very well. Something about 30,000 ground fish, that is. I don't know what it meant. I think it's a code.
Might be.
That's what I think.
Well, call them back again and find out about these cancellations. This can't go on.
Yes, there were 30,000 and one smell.
Only one? Okay, I can try. Bye.
Bye.
Did you find out?
Found out, yeah. One smell.
No, I mean about the cancellation.
Oh, they didn't mention it, Bob. No, there wasn't a word about cancellations or anything.
There wasn't, huh?
No.
There were.
No, there wasn't one little single word.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to do, really. I think we should just try and forget it all. That's what I think.
Say, friends, how's this for a pretty picture? You relaxing on one of your New Haven Railroad's fast, cool, comfortable trains, speeding to your vacation playground. You're traveling in air-conditioned, pleasant surroundings. You're free from traffic worries and highway hazards. Just plain relaxing as New Haven takes you from Boston to Cape Cod, to New York, or to other points quickly and dependably. You arrive refreshed with much more time to really enjoy yourself. New Haven trains operate on convenient regular schedules from South Station and Back Bay, and those schedules are faster now than ever before. No matter what the weather, rain, shine, or fog, your New Haven Railroad is the dependable, comfortable, best in vacation travel. This year, go on your vacation by New Haven.
Now I'd like to sing a song that I wrote a good many years ago.
After he wrote Ramona. She never answered, so he got busy on this one.
This little song I wrote with Higgy Carmuco. Thing called Moon Stars.
Oh, swell. That's a beautiful song. Just as you recorded it for
Edison Label.
Right on. Little introduction.
You know the words and the music.
You all know the tune, I'm sure.
I plucked the rose in the garden, and there fell at my feet some moon dust.
I think Higgy made a better deal out of his stardust.
Higgy made more money than both of us on this.
I think probably this was when he was really beginning.
Yeah, this was when he graduated from University of Indiana, and I just got out of Leavenworth.
Oh, I see.
And we collaborated on that little thing. It never went very far.
Here she is now, friends, the glamorous star
of
our show.
Thank you very much, and hello again, friends.
Mary Margaret Dugan.
It's awfully good and sticky out, isn't it?
Yes, I hope the weather cools off a little bit for your swim Friday
morning. Well, I don't care about the weather, just so long as the water is right, Bob. That's my big concern.
Well, it'll be there.
The water.
It'll be there.
And the tides and fish. I'm so afraid I'll swim into an electric eel or something.
Well, I don't think you will.
Well, it'll be just my luck to do it.
Well,
knowing me.
Of course, those are the chances
you take. Honestly, Bob, if I ever get hit with an electric eel,
you'll get a shot.
I don't know what I'll do.
Sure.
Well, of course I'll be shocked.
Everything is in red and...
I'm going to get lots of sleep.
Then what time you going to get up around midnight, are you, and come down from Littleton? Or
no, I'll get up about 7 or 8.
To make a 2 o'clock in the morning swim?
My manager, Mr. Wilson, is pretty... Mr. Wilson, would you explain that to me again? What time am I leaving, anyway?
Midnight.
Oh, midnight. Well, you're right.
Well, you said yesterday that high tide was 2 a.m. Now, have you got this? I mean, you're taking Mary's life into your hands.
I
hope you're putting a little more thought into this thing than
I feel this way,
gag.
Bob. If I get in the water and everything goes along, everything should be scot-free for... Hello, yeah.
Scott, I see
I
you
want
there.
To match small Scott box to go and swim, Bob.
He's the publicity man.
We're going to have photographers there. Life is going to go to the party. We're going to get a lot of spread. We have a guy coming down from Cattleman's Monthly.
Oh,
I think Mary McGoon's going to be on the cover this month.
Good publicity there.
I think the couple of prizes that we got for are pretty good. There'll be breakfast for two at Hayes Bickford's.
Say, that's good.
We're planning on another little gift for the little lady if she makes it.
This is Mary you're talking about.
Mary McGowan.
Yes.
Yeah. And she, as I say, she'll have breakfast for two.
Uh-huh.
We've arranged to have her go to dinner at night with a model. This, well, here, this here model is on 33 and says Roebuck Guide. He's in long underwear.
Oh, yes, huh? Well, I'm sure she'll get a thrill out of that.
And he's very interested in company,
mm-hmm.
and he's tall and good-looking, much like Radar.
I heard something about the... heard something about the MTA cooperating and offering her a special run somewhere on Saturday, was it?
Yeah, she's going to be the first one to ante up the more loot.
Well, no, I didn't mean that. I thought she was going to be guest conductor on the 3:30 garbage run.
That too. That's right. She'll leave Leachmere.
Uh huh.
9 o'clock on the garbage run through West Somerville.
Uh huh.
And then back down in through Medford that way.
Oh yeah. Come back a different way, you mean?
That's right. Tomorrow night, then she'll sleep. Rather Saturday night, she'll sleep on the deck of Old Ironsides.
Mm-hmm. March with history through Charlestown.
Barefooted, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you really have a lot in store for you, Mary, don't you?
Oh, yes, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah.
Dad, she's going to go up on top of Bunker Hill, Bob, the monument that is.
Oh, yes?
And jump off with the first new type parachute.
Did you hear about that, Mary? Did you
know? No, I haven't. That sounds thrilling.
Boy, all these things are yours.
There'll be a cream-colored Cadillac ambulance waiting in case everything... Or nothing goes right, I should put it that way.
Yes, you
should. She'll ride on a brand new ambulance.
We don't want to think of things like that because we're all pulling for
Well, that's the way I feel about it, Bob. I don't want to see nothing happen to the little lady.
No, well, I'm sure she's going to come through this thing with flying colors and with Ken Wilson as her manager. Ken, have you got your swim trunks in case anything should happen?
Mr. Wilson said he'll go right along in the boat, and if anything goes awry, he'll have some more there.
Okay. Well, it looks like a grand time for everybody concerned.
That's what we're planning. It'll be a grand time for everybody concerned.
As you said yesterday, Greg.
Did I say anything yesterday?
You said that Mary would plan to come out of the water about 1:15, and we have made special arrangements with Program.
Yeah, we have.
To have a special events microphone there at T Wharf when she returns, climbs out of the water,
mm-hmm.
and to bring her first words to our many thousand...
To our many listeners.
To the listeners.
And we will. We'll be there with our special parabolic microphone to pick up the sound of the what we expect to be a tremendous crowd.
Yes.
We certainly hope so. There'll
be quite a few people there.
For the little lady, anyway.
Sure. Well, Mary, you scamper back home now and get plenty of rest.
Well, I'm going to go home now and get lots of rest. I'm not going to eat much either.
No, don't eat too much. Save that for that big banquet you're going to have at Haysbeck.
Righto. Thanks again, everybody.
Right,
you've been wonderful to me.
Since this is the last time we'll see you, good luck. I know you're going to come through with flying colors.
Let me add my best wishes, too.
Add your best wishes to Mary.
Best wishes, Mary.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Okay.
You don't know what this means to me.
Right, and Ken, you know you'll meet her this morning, tomorrow morning at 1:30.
Yeah. You want to drive?
South Station, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
So that should be wonderful. Boy, that'd be great.
You'll know it's Mary. She's going to be wearing a red carnation. Oh, you'd know her anyway, wouldn't you?
Excuse me, the time is 20 minutes after 3. I want to get that in, Bob, because so many people have written into us requesting that we give the correct time at intervals.
Well, we've given
I thought that would be a very good interval to put it in.
Fine interval. Why don't we have another song?
All right, I'd like to sing this. Oh, you mean for them?
For them to play, yeah.
title song from the great show Oklahoma, played by Cannon Bill.
I remember how I was featured in that show for so many months on Broadway.
I remember. What was the other show you were in, Bob?
That was the only one.
Oh, I thought you were in a couple of other shows.
No.
I thought you were in Pink Shoes.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you weren't in those, in Red Shoes.
Mm-mm. No, I wasn't. Oklahoma was my greatest and only triumph on the trotting the boards.
I see. Well, I was under the misapprehension, evidently, that you were in other great hits.
No, I wasn't.
Long before Oklahoma.
No.
Well, it's... The old homestead. Yeah. That's right, Ken.
Yeah.
That was Ken that said that, everybody. I want him to get full credit for it. It's one thing about us up here on this show. We give full credit for gags, don't we, Bob?
Yes, we do.
Certainly. Now, let's dance.
Anyone who sends any in, we give full credit. That reminds me of that mail. We ought to get hold of that somehow. Should have gone out during that number.
Should have, yeah. But we forgot. So we'll have to hold the mail over until tomorrow. You see, we'll be on again tomorrow at 1 o'clock, friend. Mr. Green, I
have my trick suspenders on today. I have to apologize. They snap up and hit me in the eye.
Oh, those are those. That reminds me.
These are these garters I made over.
We have false suspenders that do not hold your pants up, friend.
Which go along their companions.
For those of you who like to keep up with the Joneses.
Oh,
you can't afford suspenders. You simply drop a penny postcard to us up here at the Bob and Ray Workshop.
Address suspender, WHDH.
That's right. Or better still, just put the two words "hold up," and we'll know what you mean. And we'll get those false, phony suspenders. What they are, they're something that you stitch onto your shirt, and it looks like your pants are being held up, but they're really not. So if you like them, and everyone
you'll
seems
find
to want
them handy, especially for this summer weather where you're taking your coat off so much.
That's right. So better get that card with the two words "hold up" into us here at this station. Box 10, WHDH.
It's our new way of advertising, incidentally.
That's right. Along with your entries in our new Jamboree contest, all you have to do is finish this sentence. Do not count your chickens until they're hatched because. Finish that in 25 additional words or less, or more, and send the card to us here, addressed Chicken, WHDH, Boston.
Be sure you put Box 10 because it might get mixed up with any other chicken mail that we receive.
That's right.
You can't tell. I mean, we get
along. Oh, MC.
No, Mary, you leave now. You're supposed to be on your way home.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. And good luck again. And now, Bugler.
Eight out of ten are features. Four Wonderland course events over the 525-yard sprint.
And here they come now.
Three Revere course events over the long endurance route, plus a featured ninth race over the 5/16th mile, adds up to eight all-star events on tonight's great 10-race program at Wonderland Revere. It's one of the greatest greyhound racing shows ever presented. Now, here are the entries for the ninth. Oklahoman, Charlie Chap, Color Wave, Harlan, Welcome Stranger, here are the 130 headlines, Rural Straight, Aces Boomer, and Twilight Harmony. Post time, first race, 7:45. I can't emphasize that enough.
Would you repeat it?
First race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. Now, Revere is near. From Boston by MTA, from everywhere, over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive, too. Eight out of ten are featured. Think of that. Eight races out of the ten tonight at Wonderland Revere are all-star events. You'll feel good again. I thank you.
I haven't been down there yet this year. I've got to make a point of that.
Well, Bob, you shouldn't say that.
Hmm?
You haven't gone down. You shouldn't. Will you turn off the microphones? I want to talk to Bob for a minute.
Just cut him off. I know, but I cut him off again. Well, we don't.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, don't say that. Cut that microphone a second.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not say any more about it.
All right.
So go to...
Oh, well, I'll meet you down there, then.
Yeah, see you at Wonderland like we have been every night this year. Oh, gee. Is it still raining out? Has anybody been out during the night? We can't tell here, friends.
That window is clouded up.
The window is so dirty, we can't tell whether it's raining out.
Sitting here in our glass tower, as we do, throwing rocks at each other, because if you throw them at people inside these houses,
they'll throw them right back at you. And the roof might very well fall in on you.
And that is something we fight against here.
It is raining out?
It is raining out.
Oh, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. But I guess we need it, though. I mean, seriously speaking,
we can use it for
the
crops, yes.
How is your garden this season, Bob?
Good. Tomorrow I'm making a special presentation to Joe Kelly of my first summer squash.
You mean you still have it, Bob?
Yes, it lasted quite a while.
But that's the way life goes. You'll find it that way 9 times out of 10, friends. So tomorrow on the New England Farm and Food Show, Bob Elliott will present Joe Kelly with his first summer squash. And I know that you won't want to miss it. It's another conspicuous first for WHCH.
I went down to program, and they're going to cover that tomorrow.
They're going to cover your first squash?
No, they're going to cover the broadcast with a special. They're calling someone in to do a Kirby Cushing, I think, to do a special on-the-spot description.
Hey, that will be terrific. Mm-hmm. And will be, as I say, another big first for us.
Right.
Happy day for WHDH.
Right.
But now, as I look at the clock, I see we still have plenty of time.
Which is a disappointment.
Which comes as a disappointment because I'm very tired. I want to get home and go to bed. And I want to be down here to watch Mary in her famous swim tomorrow on her way to Boston.
You'll read about it in tomorrow night's Boston Traveler. I could mention several other newspapers.
Well, you picked the right paper, but it won't be in anything, I don't imagine.
I
That's
doubt
just
it.
That's the way life goes for poor Harry.
I don't think this has been arranged properly, anyway.
Mad Day with Bob and Ray is a copyrighted feature.
Copies of this script may be obtained by writing Library of Congress, Washington, Illinois.
Ken Wilson is the accomplished musician at the organ.
Accomplished meaning all done.
And Bill Green plays the piano. Both of those two gentlemen will return to be with us to make 4 in all tomorrow at 1 o'clock, when the program called Matinee with Bob and Ray will again be aired.
Portions of this program were not on film.
That's right.
Oh, and one more thing. This is WHDH in Boston.
Go on playing just for a few seconds more. I want to talk to Bob. All right, I'm ready now. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, it's 6:15 tonight. Time to hear Bing Brown sing over WHDH in Boston. Stay tuned to 8:50 now for radio program.
Schedule ends right here.